The state of Kansas is holding a contest this summer, trying to entice more people to visit the Sunflower State. The grand prize is a new Chevy Malibu made in Kansas. Commentator Laura Lorson hopes it goes well. She knows from personal experience that selling people on the idea of coming to Kansas can be tricky.
Right about the time I was set to finish my sophomore year of high school, my father dropped a bombshell at the kitchen table. "Kids," he said, "I've been transferred. We're moving." Dead silence all around. I finally asked, well, where are we going? My dad took a deep breath. "Olathe, Kansas." "Kansas?" I asked. "Dorothy, Wheat, Gateway to Nebraska, that Kansas?" He nodded. We were underwhelmed, as the saying goes. This was the beginning of the Great Stealth Kansas Acceptance Campaign of 1983. I'd come down the stairs for school, and Dad would say, "Gosh, you look beautiful today, honey. I bet you didn't know that Olathe is a Shawnee Indian word meaning beautiful." One of my sisters would turn on the radio, and my mom would say, "Oh, I just love those oldies stations. Did you know that Charles Miller of the popular 70s funk band War is from Olathe?" We'd drive out to the Dairy Queen, and one or the other of them would come up with, "Aren't family car trips fun? Did you know that Olathe, Kansas is conveniently situated along Interstate 35, this nation's primary north-south connector of Mexico and Canada?" It never seemed to end. Over the next 4 months, my sisters and I absorbed such indispensable gems as Olathe is the home of cowboy boots, and the fact that Alvin Creepy Carpus of the Barker Gang often spent time in Olathe after a successful bank robbery. They eventually branched out, trying to make us see beyond Olathe to the unappreciated glory of Kansas. They waxed poetic. States like California or Florida are all full of flash and heat and pizzazz, they said, but the heart of the heartland has character and charm. We learned that the state was a hotbed of populist sentiment back in the day, that it's the ancestral home of both Pizza Hut and White Castle, and that it produces prodigious amounts of helium for some reason. We all finally got the picture that we were moving to Kansas. It was going to be our home, and we might as well embrace it. Every state has its own secret history, the things that the residents are proud of. And they're not funny or picayune or quaint. They're the fabric and fiber of a place. I ended up going to college at the University of Kansas, and after long stints elsewhere, I even decided that I liked the state enough to come back for good. I live in Lawrence, site of the notorious Civil War massacre known as Quantrill's Raid, permanent home of the world-famous North American panorama from the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition, and the place where James Naismith, the inventor of basketball, is buried. Oh, by the way, we're conveniently situated on Interstate 70, the nation's primary east-west connector between Baltimore and Denver.
Laura Lorson is a former Kentuckian, now happily relocated at Kansas Public Radio in Lawrence.